On the show today, we have Callahan's associate editor, Eric Payne, talking about his latest article, Did Mobile Wallets Kill the Credit Card? No. So check it out. And on today's program, we have Mr. Eric Payne from Callahan and Associates. How are you, Eric?
I'm great. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, you wrote an article a little while back, just a few weeks ago, that really caught my attention. It seemed like it caught a lot of people's attention, basically on the title, as we were talking before the recording. And the title is, Did Mobile Wallets Kill the Credit Card? No, was the title. So that caught my attention. So can you give us a quick summary on this piece that you wrote that caught a lot of people's attention?
Sure. I think the title kind of plays into the millennial sensibility there too. So yeah. We're hooking the young people. So the article essentially is a write-up of a payments info scout survey from March that kind of showed the adoption rates of the four major mobile wallet providers. We're talking Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, Android Pay, and Walmart Pay.
Mm-hmm. And so, oh gosh, I lost my voice there for a second. So what prompted you to write it? Was there like, have you been hearing things in the news? Have you been hearing things in your office or in the industry that was like, hey, you know what? I need to write something on this to kind of set the record straight.
Yeah, so it's interesting, right? When Apple Pay debuted, 2.5 years ago at this point, October 2014, there's a lot of anticipation in the credit union industry. You couldn't go a day without seeing, scores more credit unions signing up with the service. And I feel like we as an industry, and especially, us as writers, we moved on from mobile wallets a little bit there. We started focusing on EMV, mm-hmm. other kind of payments, and it was lost in the shuffle maybe a little bit. And so when I came across this survey showing some of the, poor adoption rates, I want to call them. They're meager is probably a better word.
It's not stellar, let's put it that way.
No, it's not. You're talking about, at the time of the survey in March, Apple Pay with just a hair over 4% adoption, Samsung Pay just a little under 4%, mm-hmm. Android Pay is less than 1.5%, mm-hmm. and Walmart Pay about
3.5%. Right.
Not great, right?
Right.
And so I saw that and it was just like, wow, it's been 2.5 years and still no one is using these technologies. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, the needle really hasn't moved. And just why,
Yeah,
why
do you attribute that to?
I think if you're going by the results of the survey, which kind of helps illustrate some of this stuff, people are confused about how to use it. They forget how to use it in addition to being confused. they simply don't want to use it. They prefer to use cash. Or they are incentivized in some kind of rewards way.
With their card?
Their credit cards.
Yeah.
So when you add all those up, it's not looking too good at the moment for mobile wallets in terms of bringing out that phone to get that transaction.
Yeah. I must tell you, before we started the recording, we were talking about travels and stuff. And I've been traveling the last 2 weeks. And I tell you, I used my Apple Pay probably 90% of the time when I was traveling. And this is the first time I've really used it. To that extent, because most of the airports I was in supported the Apple Pay, and a lot of the retailers in the towns where I was supported the Apple Pay. And so I found it so, this is just a consumer's perspective, I just found it so much easier to use than pulling out the card, swiping it, number, and putting it back and all that type of stuff. I just, bing, and fingerprint, boom, done. And I was out. And I just thought, this is really slick. Why aren't more people using it? And that kind of reminded me about your story as well. I'm like, gosh, my whole perspective as well is like, I don't see Apple really promoting it that much either. So, I think that's another, that might be another reason why it's not really taking off that well. Maybe they're a little surprised at its meager results, as you were talking about.
Right, but if you're not promoting it, do you want anybody to use it? I don't know. Like, I just got a new phone myself personally. So I had the 5 for a long time, mm-hmm. and with the iPhone 5 for a long time, and you couldn't sync up to Apple Pay. I just got the 7 about 2 weeks ago, and it's great. I can finally use Apple Pay, and I have two of my credit cards synced up through it. And I just don't use it.
Wow.
I don't. Maybe it's the places I'm shopping, or if I'm, going online more. I don't know. But I just haven't used it. And 2 weeks is a small sample size, Granted.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't have the incentive, I feel, to to use my phone versus pulling out the plastic.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, and to say, I mean, because I didn't use it. I've had the 6 for a while, and I've had Apple Pay out for, however long it's been out, and I haven't used it. So I was in the same boat for a while, but then I just thought, you know what, let's just start using it and see how it is. And all of a sudden, like, now everywhere I go, I'm asking people, say, hey, do you have Apple Pay? Because I want to use it now, because it's that easy. So, oh well, we digress. So why hasn't mobile killed the credit card yet? Is it consumer behavior? Is it a number of things? Or
I think, yeah, you have to talk about behavior. I think at the same time, you have to talk about security.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't really adopt tokenization for this payment type, right? Or, you know, speaking to EMV, we don't have tokenization. So is using the mobile wallet really that much more secure than using a credit card? And I think the answer to that is probably no.
Okay.
So when you're talking about incentives, there's no difference. Maybe it's a little bit easier. I saw, just before I came in here, I think it was a Wall Street Journal article where the writer timed how long it took him to use his EMV versus his mobile wallet. It's a matter of seconds. So 6 seconds is not nothing, where the mobile wallet was quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But is that enough to, you know, change your behavior? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I think at the end of the day, when you're looking at the mobile wallet, it's essentially just a credit card in your phone. And do you need a third credit card when you already have two in your wallet? I don't know.
that's a lot of plastic. I get confused if I have more than one, so
yeah. Just,
or two.
I'm already carrying my wallet, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, do you think this will ever, I mean, just your perspective on this, I mean, do you think the mobile wallet will ever replace plastic, or are we having plastic forever?
It's a good question. Well, because when you talk about this, I feel like you almost have to talk about physical cash too. We still have dollar bills, even though the economic rationale for using dollar bills is that it's, you know, cool, and or, you know, we've always used it, so we'll always continue to use it, where there is no economic sense to keep printing these paper bills. But at the same time, I think if you look at CU Wallet, which was recently purchased by CU Solutions Group, I mean, people in the credit union space are still making investments into this technology.
Yeah.
So it's not as if this is over by any means.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think you talk about, will this ever catch on? I think so. I think we just need a little more incentive. In the article that we're citing, I talk about rewards.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of these providers, whether it be Apple, Samsung, Android, need to incentivize their user base to actually pull out their phone. Because right now, as I was saying, like it's basically just a fancy, expensive credit card.
Yeah.
And you know,
very expensive.
Right. But if you give me a reason to use it, then I can use it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the next step they have to do, is incentivize it. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I mean, financial institutions are incentivizing their cards for people to use them. So, because I mean, you can't swing a cat without hitting some sort of rewards program these days, with an airline or Starbucks or whatever. So.
Yeah, I think another thing that, you know, just popped into my mind is that when we're talking about, you know, mobile wallets, we're talking about Apple and Samsung and Google,
mm-hmm.
and Walmart even.
Mm-hmm.
That's another chef in the kitchen in terms of your credit card payments. So it's, I think right now we're in kind of like the Wild West of how do statements work? How do I find information on the app? Who controls everything?
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's much more complex than simply opening up your credit union mobile application and pulling up your statements and pulling up your transaction history.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if that can be cleared up, I think you're talking about, you know, a little more confidence in people using it. Because right now, Apple's not a bank. Google's not a bank. And I think there's a little bit of trepidation on people's behalf. And this is kind of anecdotally, but
sure.
Into using these, you know, transaction methods where I don't know what Apple's doing. I don't know what Google's doing.
What are they doing with my information?
Right. You know, it's unclear in that it's not a small thing.
True. True. Yeah. They're not a trusted, not like a trusted, I guess, partner like a credit union would be, because you have a level of trust with your credit union. So do you have that same level of trust with Apple or Samsung or Google handling your finances? So
yeah,
I think you're right. I don't think it's there yet.
because we trust them with some of our data, but they've never had our money before, and now we're giving them our money, and that's a whole different thing.
It's crazy, but I'm trusting Uber with my money, so what's going on here? So anyway, so to wrap up here, Eric, where can folks find the article and get some more details here, because this is a topic that's not going to go away anytime soon, which is probably a good thing.
And we hope to write some more about it. Right now, creditunions.com is where you can find it. And mobile wallets kill the credit card? No, is the title of it.
Just Google it.
So, yeah.
Right on, man. All right, Eric, thank you so much for your time. We could talk about this for the next 45 hours. So we'll leave it for a part two next time. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Eric. Thanks, man. Appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, Mike.